Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is the 18th episode from the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of April 23rd. What follows are seven quotes that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have seen them already, or a slightly different version on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here, I'm saying the reference while on the video version. You can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. April 23rd. All the beauty of nature withers when we try to make it absolute. Put first things first, and we get second things thrown in. Put second things first, and we lose both first and second things. We never get, say, even the sensual pleasure of food at its best when we are being greedy. From A Letter to Dom Bedive Griffiths, dated April 23, 1951. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. April 24th. Ambition. We must be careful what we mean by it. If it means the desire to get ahead of other people, which is what I think it means, then it is bad. If it means simply wanting to do a thing well, then it is good. From Answers to Questions on Christianity, an essay in God and the Dock. Also a talk given April 18th, 1944. April 25th. If I remember rightly, St. Augustine raised a question about the theological position of satyrs, monopods, and other semi-human creatures. He decided it could wait till we knew there were any. From Religion and Rocketry, an essay in The World's Last Night. Also published in the April 1958 issue of Christian Herald. April 26th. We are not necessarily doubting that God will do the best for us. We are wondering how painful the best will turn out to be. From A Letter to Father Peter Bide, dated April 29th, 1959. Published in Letters of C.S. Lewis. April 27th. People do find it hard to keep on feeling as if you believed in the next life. But then it is just as hard to keep on feeling as if you believed you were going to be nothing after death. I know this because in the old days, before I was a Christian, I used to try. From A Letter to Lawrence Krieg, dated April 27th, 1956. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. April 28th. The more a man was in the devil's power, the less he would be aware of it, on the principle that a man is still fairly sober as long as he knows he's drunk. From Answers to Questions on Christianity, an essay in God and the Dock. Also a talk given on April 18th, 1944. April 29th. When I became a man, I put away childish things, including the fear of childishness and the desire to be very grown up. From On Three Ways of Writing for Children, an essay in On Stories. Also a talk given April 29th, 1952. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoyed the quotation shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that explored 75 quotations. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you can find a weekly article with quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes, and that you'll share this with others.